The time when the largest percentage of the world is sleeping. Now, of the world, is 5 p.m. Eastern time, which is 4 p.m. our time. Approximately 57% of people in the world are sleeping at that hour, even though a very few of them are actually in the U.S., obviously.
Right.
So my question is, what time do you go to bed and wake up now as compared to what time you went to bed and woke up as a kid, and until what age did you have a bedtime?
Oh, this is funny. When I was a child, until I was in junior high, I believe, our bedtime was 8:30. And we fought so hard to stay up so much later and did everything we could to convince our parents. And, you know, as we got older, it was 9, 9:30, 10 o'clock maybe. And then by the time we graduated high school, we really didn't have a bedtime anymore. Now as an adult, my daughter's bedtime is 7:30, and that's what time I lie down. Hoping that I can sleep before midnight, and I typically don't. So I wish I could go back to my bedtimes where I was forced to go to sleep at 8:30. I miss those. I miss nap times. I miss all that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, nap time.
Yeah. I know my daughter Bella has to go to bed early or she's not functional the next day. She's eight. I still really push for her to get 11 to 12 hours a night.
You should.
Yeah.
You absolutely should. And it's hard to make them go to bed in the daylight. It's hard to make them go to bed in the summer.
Right.
You know, it is difficult. It is very difficult.
And she's the same as I am. It does not matter what time I go to bed. I'm up between 5 and 6. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, spring break, do I have to go to bed at 7:30, Mommy? No, you can stay up a little bit later. My thing is, if you stay up late, you're not getting tucked in. And she loves getting tucked in. She has to be tucked in every night. So she would crawl to bed at like 9 o'clock. She was still waking me up the next morning.
Yeah, I still get tucked in.
Aw.
Yep. My mother tucked me in. Now, I had a 9 o'clock bedtime always. Now, understand, I moved out when I was 19. 9 o'clock bedtime, 11 o'clock curfew on the weekends. But 9 o'clock through the week, they expected me to be going to bed. At 19.
If your curfew was 11 o'clock, how was... Okay.
But my mother tucked me in bed to an age that was too long. But I liked it. And so now Mike tucks me in bed.
Aww. I was going to say, was she still tucking you in? Did she tuck Mike in bed too for a while?
You know, she kind of drew the line there.
Okay.
And at the end, we had reversed it, and I was tucking her into bed, sadly. Aww. But yeah, Mike still tucks me in bed. Sometimes, you know, I can tell, like, if he's watching something on TV and I'm, like, really sleepy, I don't want to go back there, and then I'm about asleep, and he finally comes when there's a commercial. So then I will tell him goodnight. But usually he'll say, like, last night I went to tell him goodnight, and he's like, I'll come back there. So yeah, I still get tucked into bed, but my bedtime, I'll say I'm getting sleepy, and then he'll look at the clock and say, yep, because it's after 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And it depends. I could go to bed at 7, 7:30 like Bella. I really could. But I typically like to make it to 9. But if I can make it to 10, awesome. And if I can make it till 11 on the weekends, fabulous.
Right.
But I'm also like you, I get awakened by Foxy Mama, no matter what time we've gone to bed, she wants to eat at 6:30, no matter what. So there's no point in staying up too late. And then you try to lay back down, like on the weekends, try to lay back down. And then I can't be still.
Naps during the day, though, when I can on the weekends, they just throw me out of whack. Like, I don't feel well after I wake up.
Yeah, they say you should only take about a 20-minute nap. That's really, if you go any longer than that, then you're actually doing harm.
Huh.
And they say that you shouldn't do what I do. You should go to bed the same time every night, and you should get up the same time every day, even on the weekends. But I don't buy into that.
See, that's what I want. I'm trying to do for my daughter. It doesn't actually work. But for the most part, yes. I go to bed at 7:30 and sometimes earlier. I typically beat her to bed. But I go lay down with the complete intent of falling asleep, and it just doesn't happen for a very long time.
My goal is to keep moving until 8, and so that's what I try to do. But then when you're just wandering around the house so you can keep moving till 8, there's no point in that.
What excuse me, can't talk that fast, Cindy. What was your kids' bedtimes like? Because your girls are, what, 2 years apart?
Yes.
So
yes.
They were pretty close in age. And
they sure were.
Monkey see, monkey do at the age. But Haley gets to stay up an extra half hour.
Nope.
Really? That's cool.
Nope. It was 9 o'clock was it. Macy typically would go to bed before that. Then once they got older and they had so much homework, then it was like I had finally made it so by 10 o'clock, you got to put it away because you're not going to be effective anymore.
Right.
But that was in high school.
Yeah.
And no complaining.
No complaining. Yes, I'll go to sleep. Thank you.
But I was also one of those moms that when you came home from school, homework started.
Yeah.
Homework started. And, you know, if it was nice outside, well, get it done.
Yeah, and you can and go outside you can go sooner. Outside. That's what I'm trying to teach Bella, and she just sits on the floor and cries instead.
No, no.
You're such a mean mom.
Well, I was an even meaner mom, I'll tell you that right now. But how I got them to stay at the table doing homework was I would sit there with them. Yeah. They would be at the kitchen table, you know, while I was preparing supper or whatever like that. And so I was always right there with them. Maybe I'd read a book. Maybe I would read to them. Maybe whatever. And I did that. Oh, my gosh. To this day, when Macy comes home, she will say, will you sit with me?
Oh.
And we will sit at the kitchen table while she does molecular and cellular biology. And I'm just like, Facebooking.
Right. Well, you know, after hearing that, Kat, I'm going to send Bella to stay with Kat in the Hat sometime.
I'm and pretty get her, firm.
Get her whipped into shape there.
Yeah, that's one thing that my girls will tell you, that I had rules that were set, but I wasn't strict.
Right.
Does that make any sense?
Well, they knew that's what you expected of them, and there were no questions.
Exactly. You know, when you talk about curfews, my parents were ridiculous about that. You cannot expect me to have to be home at 11 on a Friday or Saturday night, like seriously. Sometimes 10 if they would decide. So it was a floating curfew.
Yeah.
My curfew was they didn't have a curfew. It was whatever the town curfew was.
Right.
So if it was 10 o'clock, then you had to be home at 10.
Right.
And, you know, that was so there was no gray area, and it absolved me of responsibility.
I was going to say,
I didn't set that.
Right. You have to follow the law. I don't want cops bringing you home. That was really interesting growing up. I didn't have a curfew because I wasn't allowed to go out.
Yeah.
I was home all the time unless I was working because I started working at a very young age. So if I was babysitting late when I was 12, and they brought me home at midnight, that's fine. Or if I was working at the nursing home or as I was a waitress for a while, too, and I worked till close at 9 or 10, that was fine. But I didn't have a curfew because I just didn't go out.
Yeah, well, I didn't go out too much either when you had to be home, you know, at 5 o'clock in the evening. Oh, yeah, you can go out for an hour.
Yeah, that's almost
fun.
You just
stay home. So they know. It's so funny because to this day, not so much to this day, you know, Haley's married and living in Germany, but if I say something, there would be times when they'd be like, are you serious right now?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, yep. Because I really didn't have to discipline so much, you know, when they were older. It's just, they just knew it was the way it was. You know, but we still had the, don't make me count to three. Don't even make me go there.
I gave up with that with Bella because I'll get to three and she'll go 4, 5, oh. 6, what now?
Oh, yeah, that's, well, you're automatically grounded at that point. There's no sassing.
Yeah, no kidding.
No sassing.
Just send her to bed.
Yeah, I just, it's tough. I didn't send them to their rooms. Their bedrooms are a nice place to be, and it's their spot. No.
Oh.
You don't punish them by sending them to their rooms.
No.
You punish them by putting them in front of the television with their back to it.
I haven't done that yet. I'll make Bella sit on the couch and stare at the wall. And she has to sit in one specific position and not move. And every time she wiggles or talks, because she'll just do a little bit just to see if I'm paying attention. I'm like, that's another minute. That's another minute. She's not happy by the end of the day.
Oh, yes. Now, see, what would be interesting is to have our girls on the air to tell us their version of all of this.
We'll have to put that together sometime when all of yours are local and mine's not in school.
Well, let's hope that happens sometime.
Right.
I'm not so sure that it will.
Well, Bella will be in junior high by the time
yeah.
Haley gets back.
Yeah, no kidding.